Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. My name's Kenkel Fritz. Here's some highlights from today's show.
Kenny, you said something pretty awesome happened over the weekend. What happened?
Well, I was baptized by my dad who brought me to Christ.
Ooh, that's awesome. Wow.
So how did your dad tell you about Jesus? Tell us about that.
Well, some years ago, I was on the streets doing drugs. You know, I was lost and hopeless and without any cause and without any purpose in life and just going through the ups and downs, waiting for the drugs to come back to me so I can take a hit off the pipe. Well, in that same time, I said a prayer and I asked the Lord, I said, Father, I don't want this no more. I need your help. I can't do this all by myself. Mm. One day, this guy who I call my dad, he's the closest thing to a dad in my actions was, and his wife is the closest mom I've ever had.
Oh, wow.
So, and he starts talking to me, and, you know, the first day I met him, I was so scared. He finally said, hey, man, you got to come inside my house and have a cup of coffee? You got to stand there.
I like that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And about 3.5 years later, you know, I was having a crisis. I was trying to throw myself out in the middle of a traffic. I kept on being pushed out of the way physically, getting pushed by something out of the way. Cars are honking, and I go back to my dad and I tell him what happened. And the next day, my dad said a prayer for me, and so did I. I heard the Lord speak to me, and he said, this is your last chance. The next day, I was saved. I felt the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
I've been saved ever since because of this radio station and my dad's inspiration and the love that I feel from this radio station and my mom and dad is what keeps me going.
Wow. You know, just think, because of his new father, he has also another new father.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that cool?
It's beautiful. Yes.
He also credited Family Life Radio for keeping him on the right track there. You know, if you give to keep this radio station on the air, you're a part of that. Mm. Maybe consider doing that today. You know, we didn't quite get to the need to keep your station on the air. Maybe you listened to our fundraiser last week and you never got involved, and maybe this is your chance right now. A lot of people, it's like when we get to this point when sometimes a radio station doesn't meet their budget, it's like, oh, I guess you really do need me. Yeah, we do. We really do need you. If you've never given before, or maybe you have given in the past but never got around to it, is this your time to do that right now? Here's that phone number, 888-888-9971. I didn't say that right. 888-888-9976. Sally, you can give online.
MyFLR.org. I mean, how amazing to think that you can be a part of Kenny's story. Literally helping to make sure that Family Life Radio is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That is just beautiful.
Can we count on you? We're about $50,000 away from where we need to be. So what part can you play? Maybe that's that dollar a day, $30 a month. Would you call right now? That would be fantastic. 888-888-9976. Super easy to give online. In fact, I give that way. It saves the money a little bit. Mystery, a little bit of money. At myflr.org. And thank you. Thank you so much for giving during our spring fundraiser here at Family Life Radio. Family Life Radio is on the air because of listeners just like you investing in the ministry to provide the hope and encouragement you get when you listen every day. And we just thank you so much for doing that. By the way, you still can. I'll tell you why. Here's the phone number to call if you want to do that. 888-888-9976. You can give online at myflr.org.
Well, here's what Lisa said when she started giving. She said, Family Life Radio has been a great help through my bouts of depression. It's been a blessing to turn it on and hear the songs that are wonderful and so helpful. Lisa, thank you so much. Mm. She's a brand new giver to Family Life Radio. How exciting.
Thank you so much. Now, here's why I said that you can still give. We didn't quite get to where we needed to be, the funding need to keep your station on the air. Here's how far away we are. about $50,000 away from where we need to be. And there's enough people right now, if you just gave something, 10 bucks a month, anything, $15 a month, we would get there. Whatever God lays in your heart, this is your moment right now. Can you help us catch up? Maybe you never got around to giving and you thought, well, maybe I will. Well, I wonder how many people was kind of like on the fence that was kind of the difference to whether or not we would make it or not, but you can help us make it right now. Would you take that step of faith? Go online at myflr.org. It's easy. That's the fastest way to give, and it saves the ministry a little bit of money. Most popular giving level is 30 bucks a month, but whatever God has laid in your heart to give, why don't you do it right now? Again, myflr.org, or you can give through the Family Life Radio app, or you can call this phone number.
888-888-9976. It's 888-888-9976.
Pretty cool to think that you're helping somebody stay out of depression.
Oh, truly.
I mean, that's amazing. With you giving. So thank you so much. Whatever God's laid in your heart. No major, you know, this is just follow God. What is he telling you to do? Again, you can give online at myflr.org. I can see one person that's on the web. Or you can call now, 888-888-9976. And thank you.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
You know, we talk about, we say it even. So it's all throughout the Old Testament, this phrase is there a lot. The battle is the Lord's. But if you're real with yourself, I'm kind of admitting a good chunk of time I stress like it's my battle. It's not mine, it's his. And just think how much time we waste, the strength that we waste worrying about things, when really we could be worshiping.
Ooh, yes.
You know?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But the battle is not yours, so give it back. You know, you're trying to do God's job for him, and he wants the battle back. In fact, I've noticed this, that when I finally do give it to him, that's when things change. But human mind, it doesn't make sense in the human mind. It's like, you've got something physically that's in front of you. You got to take care of it. You have to scheme. You have to plan. You have to plot. I mean, there's lots, for example, just in your own job, there's ways to get ahead that maybe aren't the best way to get ahead, but you could still get you ahead. You know what I'm talking about? You're really working on your own to make it happen. But the battle really is God's. So whatever you are facing today that seems insurmountable and difficult, he does really have it. He does really have your back, and the battle is his. Well, Sal, you've got a verse from the New Testament on this.
Yeah, I think I'm laughing just a little because it's so universally, been there, done that. Well, John 16, verse 33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world.
Isn't that awesome? Yes.
And amen.
In other words,
thank you, Lord.
The battle has already been won. We just need to sort of like fall back into that. Just, thank you,
live
Lord.
There.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it's a daily renewing of your mind in that area, that this is the truth. That God's already overcome everything. You just need to follow him, walk in the steps that he's got designed for you today. Hey, you got a take on this? We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you've figured out a way to overcome all of that. 888-888-9976. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you. Hey, earlier we were talking about how Gen Z is getting off of their smartphones and buying more flip phones. We'll just call it a dumb phone more than anything else. And that's fascinating because it's like you would think that's the generation that wants to be on it more than anything, but they've decided they want to, kind of step back a little bit from their phones. We asked the question, could you leave your smartphone or not? And it's funny, we didn't get one phone call, but we got texts. So people are texting us on their smartphones.
Uh-huh.
This one person from Tucson, we don't have their name, but it says, I decided that it was on my phone too much, so I stopped with my phone and I stopped TV because I thought I was watching too much TV. I started breeding, and I was surprised at the fact that my phone time really didn't go down. I think they probably meant breeding. Probably went...
Started reading,
yeah,
yes.
Probably reading is what was there, I think. Yeah.
The smartphones aren't always so smart, I guess. This one says, I can go without my smartphone for a while. I have OnStar on my car, so if I need to make a phone call, I could. Yeah, I think I could go without my smartphone. Don't really need it. I have a computer. I can just wait until I get out of my car and look up stuff. Sounds like they're just making their decision as they're typing on their smartphone.
Right, exactly. And then finally, somebody from Michigan said, only if everyone else went without their smartphone, then I could too.
Oh.
I don't want to be left out.
Yes. Yes,
the FOMO. Yes. Because everyone else is on their phone, you know, on social media, saying stuff or whatever. You're left out, aren't you?
Yes, yes, I get that. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Only if everyone else quit, then I would.
You go first.
It's Kankel, Fritz, and Franz. Time for the good news of the day. Got good news. We want to hear your story at 888-888-9976. Now, your story began with finding Family Life Radio. Tell us what happened.
I was scanning through the radio one day because I knew my life had to change. And, you know, everything stops and I'm turning around and I'm going straight back to Christ, because if I keep living the life I'm living, I'm going to hell, and that's not where I want to go. I don't want to be down there with people who don't feel the way I feel about God.
Oh.
So I started flipping through the channel and I heard Christian music, and I've been on this channel for about a month and a half now, every single day.
That's great news. And thank you for sharing.
I was nervous about doing it, but the Holy Spirit came to me and he gave me the power to suck it up and tell people my testimony, because God is real. You know, I moved here from Tennessee, and me and my husband, we had nobody or nothing, and we were homeless. And, you know, I had cussed God every way to Sunday. I felt so bad, and I looked at myself, and I said, what am I doing? I'm cussing the only person who cares enough to help me.
Wow.
And I turned around, and I said, I've got to change. And I started reading scripture. It's changed. I mean, 4 months ago, I was homeless, and we've got papers to buy land.
Oh, that's awesome.
God moves, and I just wish more people my age would move. Move to God, because he loves you and he's waiting for you.
Amen.
He ain't gonna give up. And that's important for people my age to know, because if you don't find him now or anytime soon, someday it's gonna be too late and you're not gonna get that chance.
You're right. And I also think that should be a bumper sticker. God will give you the power to suck it up.
Family Life Radio.
Talking about how God can provide for you. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Amy is with us. Now, tell us what happened.
Our 15-year-old daughter came down with a childhood cancer, and she lived a year. But during that year, the cancer was very painful, and it was summertime, and we lived in a house that had no air conditioning. Well, one weekend, she was home, and I had to take her back to the hospital. The pain was bad, and as I was in the hospital, I called my husband. A little lady was visiting us in the hospital room. So she overheard my conversation, and I had told my husband that no matter what it costs, we need to get air conditioning for Allison because the pain was so bad. And so Lois, that Sunday, went back to our congregation, and she had an envelope. And she said, I'm taking funds for Allison's air conditioning. And that morning, she raised enough money for Central Air. But during the whole year, God was there and provided us with so many things. And by the time the cancer was all done and Allison went home to be with the Lord, we had no medical bills. God provided.
Wow.
It was way over hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And God provided in so many ways. When you're going through a tough time, rely on the Lord, because he will get you through it.
I love that. And it's easy to slide into worry and concern, but I found as well, when it even comes to financial things, Lord, giving it to him. And by the way, it's okay to tell people.
Yes.
Because she just said there was a little lady that went back to the church and collected it all.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm. It's what we should do for each other.
Amen. So, yeah, there's nothing wrong with telling people about your need. I think it has to do with why you're telling them. You don't want to lean on that person to supply your need, but hey, God can move things, move on hearts, and it can happen. So let me get your take on that. 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio.
Hey, I wanted to say the joy that's in my life today.
You're saying you got a joy report?
Yeah.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
And who's this?
This is Rebecca.
Rebecca, where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Rebecca is our joy reporter from Georgia this morning. All right, Rebecca, what's going on?
I just want to say how joyful my boys make me.
Your boys, as in your children, how old are they?
They're 10 and 8.
Okay. Yeah, tell us.
Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law took them to the playground to play after school one afternoon, and there was a child there with Down syndrome. And my mother-in-law told me, she said, you would be so proud of them. Because they played with him as he was no different.
Oh. Yay. As a father of a daughter diagnosed with special needs, your boys are awesome.
Thank you. She said the mother came up to her, was crying, and said, that is amazing. Because most children don't play with my son. And they are playing with him like he's no different. And my mother-in-law looked at her and she said, well, to them, he's not.
Well, can I commend you? Because just knowing full well, because we deal with stares from kids that look at Abby, our daughter's in a wheelchair, and she's got cerebral palsy. And yeah, I expect that to a certain degree. But I've noticed this. Parents that have raised their children right, that this isn't a strange, weird person, that this is a real person that just is different than you. That's because of you. So, hey, I'm sending it right back at you. You're doing a great job, Mom.
Thank you so much.
I just think that there's no greater joy for a mom or a dad than to see our kids grow and mature and contribute. And your boys contributed to that other little boy's life. And
absolutely.
Let him know that, you know, we love you like God, Jesus loves you. And that's a beautiful example.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you one thing, that mom, she is on cloud nine.
Good job, Mom.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you, and y'all have a blessed day.
So what's bringing you joy? Give us a call. 888-888-9976.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.